Look, can you see my brother's TV?
Shandar Bird lives with her 4-year-old Leroy and 3 other children in a Syracuse Housing Authority-built house that points the way the agency is heading.
This is my room. I like it because it's big, but I wish it was bigger.
Shandar was in public housing 7 years ago, then moved out, but her interest got piqued by the chance to move into a new house.
I've seen houses getting built everywhere. Like, I would stop by everywhere and just try to peek in the windows and see how they were.
The SHA program she's part of is rent to own with income guidelines and fixed rent.
I'm a single mom, I work a lot. I do doubles on the weekends and extra hours during the week. Paying rent here, it's not that bad, and because it's so insulated, My name was never a lot.
The Homes of Syracuse program built 50 new houses to get people invested in the community.
It's about my front yard. Like, I have all kind of flowers. You got to see it in the summer. I have 4 Christmas trees I just planted.
It's an example of the direction the SHA is going to get people more self-sufficient. Executive Director Bill Simmons says federal housing officials are steering that change.
HUD used to run housing authority agencies more like a social service agency. Now, HUD has a computer system that we have to report business standards and making sure that we're adhering to them.
Housing and urban development demands 97% occupancy in subsidized units and 85% rent collection. Syracuse Housing goes back to when the mission was different.
Pioneer Homes, one of the first 5 developments that was incorporated in the country.
And Simmons says tenants were working class whites.
It was a major public works project that was incorporated by the Roosevelt administration, and then with the advent of the subsidy and some of the other initiatives, you end up having some generational poverty that became the national picture.
Fast forward to the present, and Simmons says his focus is anything but warehouses for the poor.
Where all of your dollars are going towards in terms of building new affordable housing, you know, we doing some rehab of buildings that are mid-rise. Yet the more sort of spread out model, which we've embraced here, is the new model that they have embraced in other cities.
The Syracuse Housing Authority will be celebrating 75 years of advancing affordable housing. The Milestone Gala takes place April 4th in the On Center and is a fundraiser for scholarship programs for SHA residents. Chris Bolt, WAER News.